Okay, hello everyone, and welcome to our quarterly Awakening Together member meeting. You might have seen the agenda posted. We have a lot of things to share tonight. Instead of going over the agenda, I think I'll just jump right in unless somebody wants me to go over the agenda. Like if you're not certain if you're going to stay and you want to hear what the agenda is, let me know. Otherwise, I will just jump right in because the agenda was published. The first thing that we have on the agenda tonight is just to share with you the financial statement from this year's fall retreat. We had a retreat and it was the last weekend of October and the first week of November here in Colorado Springs. You may remember that we had the first weekend was a retreat with Jan Frazier, and then we had the retreat during the week with Regina Don Akers, and then the retreat on the weekend with Bentinho Massaro. We had about 32 people come to the Jan Frazier retreat. We had about 38 people come to the Regina Don Akers retreat, and we had about 70 people come to the Bentinho Massaro retreat. And so each of the retreats were profitable, but primarily because of the Bentinho retreat, the fall retreat as a whole was extremely profitable. In fact, what we profited at the end of the three retreats was $18,694. Again, we were in the black, as they say, by $18,694. That is after we paid our expenses. Some of the expenses, of course, is we needed to pay both Jan and Bentinho for their participation. We paid for Jan's travel. We paid for Ken Gibson's travel because he was our shuttle driver. We paid for Jacqueline Eckert's travel because she was our retreat organizer and master of ceremonies. We also paid for Jan, Ken, Jacqueline, Regina, and Bentinho's expenses at the retreat center. We paid for the shuttle. We rented the shuttle in order to give people the rides back and forth, and the shuttle cost us $1,167, so we paid for that. We also, of course, had PayPal fees that were taken out of everyone's registration fees, some little minor other expenses. We bought a donation box in order to maybe get some donations for the retreat center, which we did. We had over, I think it was $3,500 of donations to the retreat center. The donation box cost $30, so it was worth that expense. And we did a small Facebook ad, which cost $30. Altogether, our expenses, including what we had to pay to the retreat center for the rooms and the meals for everyone. Altogether, our expenses were $36,998. Oh, no, I take that back. Total, our expenses were $41,910. But we took in $60,604. So, again, that left us with an overall balance of $18,694. So that's the financial report on the fall retreat. Does anybody have any questions on the financial report before I move to our next agenda item? All right, then. I don't see any questions. So the next agenda item, finding out who you'd like as retreat leaders at the 2016 fall retreat. We feel that one reason the retreat was so successful is because we did do a survey last year asking people who they wanted to see at the retreat. And people were very interested in Regina Don Akers, Jan Frazier, and Bentinho Massaro. And so we don't want to guess who you would like to see, because if we guess, we might guess wrong. We want to hear from you. And we plan to do this in two different ways. One, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you all to share. I'm going to share with you some ideas just to kind of get your mind going. But I'm going to ask you to share, and I'm going to take notes as well as I can, as fast as I can, who you're sharing. So we're going to be asking who you would like to see, but then we're going to take that information and we're going to put it on a survey again, and we're going to send it out to all 500 plus Awakening Together ministers, members, all 500 plus Awakening Together members. And we're going to see what comes back from that survey data. We're going to see who you all are truly interested in. And then, of course, we will approach facilitators to see if they are interested in coming to our retreat. When we were at the fall retreat, I would start each morning by asking people different questions, just to kind of have kind of an icebreaker each morning. And one of those mornings, what I asked the people at the retreat is who they would like to see at the retreat. So what I'm going to do is just read that list of names for you, just to kind of get you going. Also, you may not be aware, but we have a Facebook group. It's a temporary Facebook group. It's called The Greater Joining. Let me write that in the room. And The Greater Joining is there until December 31st. It's a temporary Facebook group. And the reason it's there is so people can share teachers that they're interested in. They're even sharing videos or audios of teachers that they're interested in. In one case, I think I shared a writing from one of the teachers that I'm interested in, so that we can kind of check out the different teachers. This will help prepare us to take the survey, as well as it gives us more ideas of names to put on the survey. So if you haven't joined the Facebook group, The Greater Joining, again, it's just a temporary group till December 31 in order to help share ideas about teachers that we'd like to see at the fall retreat. So I'm also going to read names that have come to us through that Facebook group, The Greater Joining. So first of all, one thing I want to say is that we have asked people to be realistic. We can't just get anyone to come to an Awakening Together retreat. They won't all be interested. And you'll hear that even though we've asked people to be realistic, I think you might hear some of these names maybe aren't super realistic, but I'm just going to read to you all of the names that were given at the fall retreat when we asked people who they'd like to see next year. The very first name was Sting. We had three people say they would like to see Jan Fraser again. Six people said they would like Michael Langford. 21 people said they would like Regina Dawn Akers. Timothy Conway was suggested. Joanna Macy. Michael Murray. We had two people say they would like Mari Perrone. Russell Brand. Brent Haskell. Jim Carrey. Dennis Gaither. Robert Holden. We had three people say they would like to see Suzanne Marie. Diederik Wolsack. Nook Sanchez. Two people said they were interested in John Mark Stroud. Here's one of my favorites, but maybe not so realistic. Richard Gere. I said I would definitely be at that retreat. Jeff Foster. Gina Lake. Nirmala. Byron Katie. Michael Singer. And Ganeshan, which is Ramana Maharshi's grandnephew. So those are some of the names that were shared with us when we asked people at the fall retreat. Now here are some names that were shared, have been shared so far in the group, The Greater Joining. Bob Ferguson. John Mark Stroud. Art Tickner. Lincoln Gerger. Susan Piver and Jeff Foster. So what I would like to know is who you are interested in. And if you know right now, you can just type that in the room. If you don't know right now, there are two ways that you can communicate this. One is through The Greater Joining. And the other is you could just email me the name at reginadonakers@yahoo.com. We're collecting the names till December 31st. And then the trustees will probably remove a few names, the names that may not be realistic, like Richard Gere, although we like that idea. But then the other names will be put on a survey and will be sent out to all of the members sometime in January. So I see Michael Singer and Jeff Foster. So since they're already here, I'm just giving them additional ticks, I think. So I'm giving Jeff Foster an additional tick, and I'm giving Michael Singer an additional tick. Okay, one second. Now I got to start writing. We have Matt Kahn. Michael Langford gets an additional tick. Russell Brand. And Michael Singer gets an additional tick. All right, another Michael Singer, another Michael Singer. Okay, this is great. Now, he may be one of the unrealistic ones. As far as I know, he's only ever accepted one invitation, at least recently. But, you know, we could give it a try. Michael Singer. But let's pretend like Michael Singer is a no-go. See if there's someone else that you all can also think of. Just in case we can't get Michael Singer to come. Okay, I don't know Russell Brand, but I'm told he may be unrealistic as well. The reason I say unrealistic is, you know, typically, you know, we have around 40 people at our retreats, and some of these, and we typically pay around $1,000. And some of these people, like Muji, for example, would not come for 40 people. You know, when he comes, there's 600 people. So, you know, but there are some teachers who maybe are not quite so famous and yet really clear and wonderful to hear from. Okay, we have Magdi. Okay, somebody says Russell is strange enough to do it for the sharing of it. I don't know Russell at all. So Regina and Brunt Haskell, encore. Okay, so I'm going to put down another one for Regina and another one for Brent Haskell because they're already on the list. And I'm going to hang out and do this for another 60 seconds or so. In a moment, I won't be able to pay attention because I'll be moving on to the next thing on the agenda. But like I said, if you don't have an idea right now, Russell looks like a weird Jesus. I'll have to check out Russell. I don't know him. He sounds fun. but if you don't have a name now, if you could contemplate it, and remember that we're taking names till December 31. And remember that you can join the Facebook group, The Greater Joining, and share your name there. Also remember that you can email it to me, reginadonakers@yahoo.com. And we really do want to invite the teachers that you would like to come and see. So please think about that. Who would you really want to come and see? When I was in the Seven Steps teaching, I talked about how, you know, when my teacher, Michael Langford, when Michael Langford shares something with me, how incredibly motivating it is for me, even if it's not new. Who motivates you? Who would you like to spend 2 or 3 or 4 days with and that you feel that after spending that time with that person, you would be maybe remotivated? Who do you feel maybe has clarity that is still beyond your clarity that you would really like to listen to? I watched, I'm just now watching Star Wars for the first time. So I watched the second one today, The Empire Strikes Back, which is, of course, as you know, is actually the fifth one. And I loved Yoda as a teacher. Now, is this a person? I don't know this name. Maladoma Som. I'm going to write that down. That's a person, I assume. But I loved Yoda as a teacher, you know. So who is your Yoda? All right, so I'm probably going to quit being able to take Abraham. Is Abraham a person? Who would be the person that I would invite? I think I've heard of Esther Hicks. Thank you. Say I've heard of Abraham, but I don't think Abraham is a person. I need a person. I need a body. I need a body. All right, good. Okay, so I'm probably going to not be able to take notes anymore because I'm going to continue paying attention to the agenda. So if there's any other names that come, like I said, two ways to communicate those names. One is to go to the Facebook group, the Greater Joining, and communicate it there. The other is just to send me an email. And then in early January, the trustees will look at the names, see if there's any that, you know, probably don't have a shot anyway of getting that person to come. We'll take those names off so that our survey is as realistic as possible. And then we'll send the survey out and see what the members are interested in. And hopefully that will lead to another very successful fall retreat that everyone really enjoys. You know, I shared with you the financial report so that you saw that the finances were really successful. Oops, one more name. Let me write that one down. Frances Lucille. That was Magdi's teacher. All right, so I showed you that the fall retreat was really successful financially, but I don't think it was only successful financially. In fact, although we love having successful retreats financially, that's not what's most important to us. What's most important is that the retreatants really feel they got something worthwhile out of it. And I do feel that the retreatants would tell you that they were very happy. I'm going to write down John Wheeler, but then really I'm not going to be able to take notes anymore after this because I'm turning my attention elsewhere. And, you know, my attention can only go in one place at a time. So after this, after John Wheeler, boom, send me your names and email or put them in the Facebook group, The Greater Joining. All right, so continuing then, one person has already said it. We do have a winter retreat coming up. This winter retreat is going to be held in February 26, 27, 28. The reason that we decided to have a February retreat is because we have three classes of people graduating from the minister preparation program in February. They will be ordained as ministers. And several of them said they would like to get together and be ordained together in Colorado. And so we thought, well, you know, this is an excellent opportunity then to have a retreat and to have an ordination ceremony at the retreat. So I called Brent Haskell. Now, I don't know what you guys know about Brent Haskell. I think many of you are probably familiar with his books. He has two books out, The Journey Beyond Words and The Other Voice. And I think a lot of you are really familiar with his books. But Brent Haskell is one of those people that for most people is not realistic to ask to speak at a retreat. He just doesn't do that. He's not interested. But he actually is very interested in Awakening Together. He has been since the very beginning. And when I called him and told him that we were having this retreat so that many of our newly ordained ministers could come and be ordained together, he was very excited, actually, to be a part of that. And, in fact, he said, I don't want it just be a little part of that. I want to be, you know, a big part of that. And so he was very excited to be our speaker. So Brent Haskell is going to be our speaker, well, along with Regina Don Akers. Regina will be there, too. But I'm excited about Brent Haskell. Brent Haskell is going to be our speaker. And this really is a unique opportunity. He did come to the conference for the Scribes, Miracles in the Mountains. I think that was in 2012. He hasn't done a retreat since then. He is coming to this one, and who knows whether he'll do another retreat or not. You just don't know with Brent. Also, this is going to be a very small retreat. There were a lot of people, I don't know how many, a lot of people at Miracles in the Mountains. This retreat is being limited to 42 people, and that includes five staff members. That includes Brent and his wife. So 42 people, which means it's going to be a very small group of people. You'll really get to have an intimate conversation, an intimate experience with Brent. And so if you love Brent Haskell, which I know many people do, this is just a great opportunity. The theme of the retreat is the spirit of surrender. That's going to be the theme of the entire retreat. The retreat will start on Friday, February 26th at 6 p.m. with dinner, just like retreats often do. The retreat will be all day Saturday, and then Saturday evening will be the ordination ceremony. And then the retreat will be Sunday morning until about 10:30. We'll end the retreat at 10:30 because the nearest airport is Colorado Springs, and there'll be people that will need to get back to Colorado Springs in order to catch a flight. We're also going to have an Awakening Together shuttle available, so that people who want to fly into Colorado Springs and then take the shuttle to the retreat center in Canyon City will have that opportunity. We've also made this a very low-cost retreat. One reason, of course, you know, Brent and I both live right here in Colorado. There's not much travel involved for the speakers, that kind of thing, so that helped. Also, we're having it at the Abbey, which is a very inexpensive retreat center. One reason we wanted to make it low cost is, again, we have graduates coming to be ordained, and we wanted to make it very affordable for them. So it's a very low cost retreat. If you choose to have a single room, and of course this includes your meals and the retreat, if you choose to have a single room, the cost is $350. If you choose a shared accommodation with another person, it's going to be $275 for the weekend. If for some reason you live in Colorado or you prefer to stay in a hotel and you just want the commuter rate for the retreat is $195. And if you happen to live in the area, which some people do, and you want to come just for Saturday, which is the longest day, that cost is $95. And if you look at retreat prices, especially retreats that include the room and the meals, boy, this is just as low as it goes. So this is a very inexpensive retreat and a wonderful opportunity to spend time with Brent Haskell, as well as a wonderful opportunity to see our new MPP graduates be ordained. You can find out all of the information you need about this retreat by going to our website and clicking on the events menu. You'll see 2016 Winter Retreat, February 26 to 28. So go and click on that. I even list on that page the closest hotels nearby in case you prefer to stay in a hotel. Information about the shuttle is there and all of that. So please have a look. And then if you have any questions, just feel free to email me, ReginaDonAkers@yahoo.com. So any questions right now? Oh, one other thing I should tell you. Let me see if I can find the spreadsheet. I mentioned that this retreat is being limited to 42 people, including staff. Let me tell you how many people have already registered at the last time that I looked. We already have 19. So we have 23 slots yet left. We're almost half full. So I just thought I would let you know that. So there might be a sense of urgency for some of you if you want to make sure that you get to come to this retreat. All right, the next thing I wanted to share is that we've had some changes to our board of directors. We've had two resignations from the board of directors, and a new director nominee, a new director has been elected to the board. On October 15th, Myron Jones resigned from the board of directors, and I'll read to you her letter of resignation. She said, "To my fellow board members, it has been a pleasure and an honor to serve on the board for Awakening Together. What a dedicated group you are. I feel it is time for me to step aside and allow someone else this opportunity. My heart remains, as always, in support of your remarkable organization. Love, Rev. Myron." And one of the things that Myron also told me that isn't in her letter, but she told me that one reason that she was resigning was, you know, Awakening Together is, in effect, a church. And that really she doesn't feel as much a member of this church as, you know, she has her own church organization, as well as she's very involved in Pathways of Light. And she just didn't feel to be on the board when she didn't feel intimately connected. She said she loves to come and teach in the sanctuary on Saturdays, but she didn't feel intimately connected. So I thought that was very sweet of her, actually. It's wonderful to let people who feel very connected to Awakening Together serve on the board, because the board makes some very important decisions. So I thought that was very thoughtful of her. She maybe just joined in the beginning because she's a friend. You know, sometimes people do that. They're asked to be on the board. They're a friend. They join, and that's nice. But our board makes some very important decisions, so it's good to have people who are very connected to the organization. The next person who resigned from the board of directors is very connected to the organization, by the way. So that wasn't his reason. He's very connected. He remains very connected. But on November 8th, Dove Fishman resigned from the board of directors, David Fishman, Reverend David Fishman. He's an Awakening Together minister. Here's what he wrote. I am grateful for the opportunity to have served on the board. It is with appreciation of the honor and privilege given to me to serve on Awakening Together board of directors that I submit this letter. As you heard from Regina, I will resign from the board following our meeting Sunday evening, November 8th. I have truly enjoyed serving with each and every one here. As Regina expressed, this allows new energy and vision to take its rightful place on this blessed board. Knowing you are guided by Holy Spirit, I am always joined with you. Always in honor of you, in appreciation and gratitude, David Fishman. And if he had personal reasons for resigning other than what the letter says, he didn't share them with me. So I can't comment like I could on Myron's. So two people resigned from the board. Hold on, I need a drink of water. That left four board members. And actually, we can have up to seven board members according to our bylaws. So there were the possibility of three open seats. And so the way that we fill the seats on the board of directors is that the member board of trustees nominates people to the board of directors, and then the board of directors elects their own peers. So the member board of trustees did nominate four people, one of whom is on the member board of trustees and then decided he wanted to stay on the member board of trustees, so he withdrew his nomination. So that left three nominees and three seats, so we thought maybe all three of them would go to the board. But what the board of directors decided to do was they decided to keep the board of directors small. Instead of going to a full seven people, they decided to only elect one person and have a five-member board. And I can understand that, because the more people that you have on the board, sometimes the longer it takes to get things done, the more conversation there is. Sometimes a smaller board with the right people on the board can make its decisions more effectively. So they decided to keep a smaller board, and the person that they elected to the board of directors is Hal Seeley. And I'll type his name in the room for you. Some of you may know him, but many of you may not. Hal Seeley is in the MPP program, and in fact, he is one of the graduates coming up this February. He will be ordained in February. Yeah, Barb said he was the reader at last Sunday's service, so you may have heard Hal there. Let me read his bio to you. Looking back on his life, Hal only remembers always being curious about how things worked. He also found that once he figured something out or mastered a new job, he was quick to go on to something else. This eventually led him to the study of psychology, philosophy, and a deep curiosity of our immune system. After retiring from the Foreign Service, he settled in Las Vegas. After experiencing a severe medical problem in 2002, he went in search for a miracle and instead found A Course in Miracles. That began his journey on the path to awakening the spirit within, which has yet to lose his interest. He is currently a licensed minister and will be ordained through the Awakening Together Minister Preparation Program in early 2016. So that's the changes to the board of directors. We had resignations by Dove and Myron, but then the board elected Hal Seeley. And if you want to see the full board of directors, you just go to the Awakening Together website under About Us, and click on Board of Directors. And there you'll see pictures of everyone on the Board of Directors, as well as a brief bio of each person. And Barbara is on the Board of Directors. She's the secretary. She's here in the room now. Any questions about that agenda item before I move to the next one? All right, the next agenda item is regarding our vice president minister, Jacqueline Eckert. And Jacqueline is in the room now. She is here as more thoughtless now. That's Jacqueline Eckert. And some of you all get to hear her on the fourth Sunday of every month. She leads our weekly gathering on the fourth Sundays of the month. And Jacqueline has been an amazing volunteer ever since we first started Awakening Together. When the board of directors of what was then called the Foundation for the Holy Spirit, when the board of directors approved a project to reorganize into a church called Awakening Together, the first two people to join me in this work was Jacqueline Eckert and Tom Conway. There were others that joined later, but they were the first two. And so they really helped a lot with some of the initial planning and deciding what other types of team members we needed in order to reorganize Foundation of Holy Spirit into Awakening Together. Jacqueline has done so much work since that very first day. She has helped with nearly every policy that has been written. She helped significantly with our church application status. As you may know, she was the primary organizer of the fall retreat, which is a significant amount of work. And she has done all of this work with no pay at all, because that's what volunteers do. But there's a lot of work to be done with Awakening Together. It takes a lot more behind the scenes to run this organization than you may be aware of. And so when I went to the board meeting in November, I asked if we could hire Jacqueline as a part-time employee. Right now, I'm a full-time employee of Awakening Together. Lynn Johnson is a full-time employee of Awakening Together. And I asked if we could hire Jacqueline as a part-time employee because it's just getting to where there's too much work to be done. And to ask someone to work as much as Jacqueline has been working, she's been working as if she was an employee, it seems appropriate to pay them as an employee. So in the spirit of 501c3 organizations, she has been hired with an extremely low salary. That's the way it seems to go. But we did make an offer to her, and she did accept. So Jacqueline will be an employee vice president minister as of January 1, 2016. So that's my announcement regarding Jacqueline. Does anybody have any questions about that? All right, the next thing on the agenda was the update about our application for church status. And the update is it seems to have disappeared into a dark hole. I'm sure it hasn't, but we expected to hear back from the IRS by November 24th. We have not heard back, and this is now December 6th. I have called twice. I've called our, it's called agent. I've called our agent. I called him social worker the first time. He didn't like that. And he's not our social worker. He's our agent. His name is Keith Joins. I've called him twice asking for some type of an update, left messages, and he has not returned my phone calls. So I will continue to try to get in touch with Mr. Keith Joins and find out what's happening. But at this point, I have not been able to get any information. So that's the update. As far as the schedule goes, as far as the IRS schedule goes, we should be finding out very soon. Who knows? Maybe there'll be a letter in the mail tomorrow. Who knows? But right now we have no information and I haven't been able to obtain any. Let's see. The next thing on the agenda, update about our Retreat Center fundraising campaign. We started the Retreat Center fundraising campaign in November of 2013, so just a little over a year ago. And as of today, we have raised $49,460. 49,460. One thing that's real exciting about that number is it's getting pretty close to 50,000, which is a sweet milestone. 50,000 number is just kind of fun. And in fact, we're so close, and people do tend to donate sometimes a little more towards the end of the year, that I would say it's extremely possible that we will hit 50,000 before the end of the year. And in fact, if you'd like to help out with that, oh, did I say the wrong year? Then it was 2014. Alex, I said the wrong year. We started a year ago, so my remembrance of what year I'm in and what year last year was is wrong. But we did start 1 year ago. So we've only had the campaign open, so it started in November of 2014 then. And again, we've raised $49,460. And if you'd like to help us get to or go over that 50,000 point prior to the end of the year, you can do that by going to the Awakening Together website. You click on Donate, but then you want to make sure, if you want to donate for the Retreat Center, you want to make sure that you click on Retreat Center Campaign and then donate from there. You'll also notice when you're on the Donate menu, there's other ways to donate. Like it says, donate by mail, donate online, etc. Those donations go to our operational budget, which is also very important. Because, of course, it's through our operational budget that we pay the three salaries that we now have, as well as all of the other expenses that are related to the organization. So we do need operational donations as well. But if your purpose is to donate to the Retreat Center, you want to make sure you go through that special page, the Retreat Center campaign. That will log it as a Retreat Center donation, and we'll put it in that special bank account. Also, when you go to the Retreat Center campaign page, you'll notice two ways to donate there when you click on Donate Now. One is to send a check, and the other is using PayPal. Remember that if you send a check, no PayPal fees are taken out of it. So if you send a check, the Retreat Center campaign gets 100% of the money. So, yeah, please consider donating by check for the Retreat Center. Does anybody have any questions about our Retreat Center fundraising campaign? Okay, and Alex is saying he offers free technical support to all Awakening Together members. And also he says he donated some microphone fuzzies today. I don't know anything about that. So, oh, he looks like he maybe donated one to Dove, possibly, because Dove pops when he speaks. And that donation probably actually went to One Mind Foundation. I don't know if you know, Alex, but Dove is actually, he has his own 501c3, One Mind Foundation, which is also another wonderful, wonderful 501c3 organization. But, yeah, that donation probably will get logged by One Mind, and if you get a receipt, it will probably come from One Mind rather than Awakening Together. All right, then, the next thing on the agenda, invitation to become an Awakening Together minister. You all have probably heard us talk about this, but I will talk about it, you know, one or two more times. We have three classes graduating very soon. They will be ordained in February, which means there is room to start some new MPP classes now. So we have two classes scheduled that we're going to start. I will be facilitating an MPP program. The MPP program lasts about 2 years. So I will be facilitating the MPP program on Tuesday mornings from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And then Jacqueline Eckert will be facilitating an MPP class on Wednesday evenings from 9:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And MPP starts with an intro to MPP class. That's a free class. The purpose of the intro class is to teach you all about MPP and help you make the decision about whether you want to go through that 2-year program or not. So each of us are offering 2 intro classes for free. This week's classes, Tuesday and Wednesday, Tuesday class is already full, so that class has been closed. The Wednesday class only has one more available seat in it, so it's nearly closed. But we do also have classes next week, which are starting to fill up, which is good. But we do still have spaces available next week as well. The classes are at the same time as the MPP program is going to be offered. So my intro classes are on Tuesday next week, which is December 15th. from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And Jacqueline's classes are this Wednesday, one seat left, and next Wednesday from 9:30 to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can sign up for these free MPP classes by going to the Awakening Together website and under the classes menu. And when you click on the classes menu, you'll see where it says register now to start the Minister Preparation Program. Also on that menu, just in case you want some more information first, you'll find a link that says Minister Preparation Program Overview and MPP Frequently Asked Questions. So you could look at those two options first before registering. Be aware that we usually start the MPP program only once per year. So that's one reason we want to make sure everybody hears about it now. Because sometimes, you know, 2 months after we start the program, somebody will email and say, hey, when's the MPP start? And you're like, ah, it just started 2 months ago. It's not going to start again for many months. And so we want to get this word out now because this is the opportunity to start. Again, the first class is free. So if you aren't sure, you think maybe that you aren't sure, you can come to the first class and learn more about it and then decide whether you want to get involved in the entire program or not. Does anybody have any questions about the MPP intro classes starting up this week and next week or the MPP program as a whole? All right, then, moving on to the next thing on the agenda. The next thing on the agenda, announcement about a project to remodel the Awakening Together Sanctuary and how you can be involved. At the last board meeting, we agreed that we would start a new project to re-engineer or remodel the Awakening Together Sanctuary. The Awakening Together Sanctuary, as many of you know, if not all of you know, was once upon a time called ACIM Gather. And it became Awakening Together, and when it became Awakening Together, there were a few things that we did. One, we started our Sunday morning weekly gathering. Two, we started our nightly contemplation circle. And three, we started our weekly prayer circle. But other than that, it really just continued operating the way that it always has, and so, always has. So it really operates still much like ACIM Gather did before. So the question that has come up, you know, we have over 500 members of To Awakening Together, but I think about 10%, did you say, Jacqueline? I'm sorry, Lynn, when you did your survey, did you say about 10% of the members come into the room? I don't remember now the data. But there are a lot of members who don't come. Yeah, Dan is saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But the point is, a lot of our members don't come to the sanctuary. And so I started informally speaking to some of these members that don't come into the sanctuary. And basically what I heard was that they aren't really interested in what's happening in the sanctuary, that they're interested in other things. And so this has caused us, yeah, Rayla says correct. So this has caused us to say, okay, if we are Awakening Together and we have over 500 people that are interested in being Awakening Together members, but they aren't interested in coming into our sanctuary, maybe we need to make some changes to our sanctuary in order to offer more things here that our members as a whole would be interested in. But what we need to do is, again, find out what that is. So I started asking a few people informally. We're going to be asking formally, but I've started asking a few people informally just to get some ideas, including asking myself. I asked myself, you know, what would I come into the room for? What would be so important to me that I would put it on my calendar and make sure I was here for it, even though I'm a very busy person with a lot to do? And what I found is that I would come here for meditation. I would love it if there was a time in the morning when we were here together in meditation. I would make sure that I was here for that. Rayla says her too. Actually, a number of people now have told me they would be interested in coming for meditation. When I ask people what type of meditation, I've heard two different types of answers. About 50% of the people would like a guided meditation, and about 50% of the people would just like music played. So at some point we may need to do both. Other things that I've heard people would like is truly more than A Course in Miracles. You know, people say that you know, the Awakening Together Minister Preparation Program looks at a lot more than just A Course in Miracles, and yet the Sanctuary is still mostly A Course in Miracles. So they'd like to see more of the other types of spiritualities being brought into the room. One person said, if we had the ability to do video, she would love it if there was actually yoga instruction. If there was a yoga instructor with a webcam teaching yoga in the Sanctuary, and of course you could be in your house, you know, following the instructions and doing the yoga. Rayla, who is here in the room, suggested a Paramahansa Yogananda study group, or contemplation group. I'm not sure which it would be called, but she showed me, she sent me a copy of a book that has weekly lessons. She said she actually found out about these when she read Michael Singer's, newest book. And, you know, she thought that would be a wonderful thing to have in the room. Right now I'm seeing dances as saying, you know, Ernest Holmes. So the question really is this. What would be so interesting to you that you would make sure you came into the room for it? That isn't here now. We're looking for what isn't here now that you would be excited about. Another person said, an NTI study group. One person told me she would like an NTI study group. I saw Alex write a second ago about passing the mic more. That's one of the ideas that we've had is, you know, instead of having one person take the mic and speaking for an hour all of the time, we still want to do that, by the way. I don't want to imply that we're going to throw out everything that's happening here because there's a lot of value. And if anybody knows the value of taking the mic and talking for an hour, I know the value of that. So much spiritual clarity has came to me through me speaking here in the Sanctuary, both when it was ACIM Gather and since it's been the Sanctuary. But in addition to that, instead of having that be almost all that happens here, people want more dialogue. People want more sharing. And so one idea that has come up is actual study groups. For example, instead of someone teaching A Course in Miracles or speaking about A Course in Miracles for half an hour or an hour, have a study group, just like you would in the basement of a church. And in fact, we have started a study group for A Course in Miracles. It's happening on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern time. But again, what other types of groups? Yeah, I have a Sufi group that I'm going to be starting in January, a Sufi contemplation group. Again, that is not going to be me teaching, like the Seven Steps teaching is me teaching. That's going to be a group of people getting together and all sharing from their contemplation of some Sufi material. And again, if you want to learn more about what that Sufi group is going to be like, to see if you want to take part, come on Wednesday night. Now, Alex is saying, why does it have to be a group? Why can't we just have more dialogue now? Well, one thing that happens, Alex, is I hear a lot of people often say, you know, does anybody else have anything to share? And nobody puts up their hand. So part of it is that. But also sometimes when I'm teaching the Seven Steps to Awakening, I got to be honest, I really am just listening to my inner self and speaking. And, you know, and that's what's most helpful to me at that time. And there are other people who want to do that as well. Like I said, teaching has its own value. To allow someone to come in here and just get on that roll with Holy Spirit and allow them to go and speak and speak and speak, it opens up Holy Spirit for them. You know, the more you share it, the more you hear it within yourself. And that's what ACIM Gather was dedicated to. And we still want that to happen in the room. There's still going to be times when people are taking the mic. It's their half hour or their hour to share, right? But we also want to have these groups. Now, Alex says there has been a fear to make a speaker wrong. And I really want to ask people to be very careful about how you use the word fear. There's no fear here about making a speaker wrong. We have chosen to be respectful. That's different than fear. That's a conscious decision. And we are not at all interested in having the type of environment that used to be in the room, where people used to come in and just say all kinds of things that had nothing to do with what the speaker is saying, have all of these side conversations and all of that stuff. We are interested in a spiritually focused sanctuary. We are interested in the people in the room being joined together in the same purpose at the same time. We're still interested in that, so we're not changing that. If we happen to have a course group, or if we have an NTI group, or we have a Sufi group, any of the conversation that's happening when everybody is sharing is going to be focused on what the course group is focused on, what the Sufi group is focused on. We're not interested in the conversation going off into all kinds of left field. So none of that is changing. We are interested in purpose. We are interested in purpose. We are interested in purpose. So that's not changing. But we would love to have more sharing. Those of you who haven't been in the MPP class, you don't know how the MPP works. But I will tell you how it works. The homework comes first. So for the week, people are contemplating, reading, meditating based on the homework. Then when we come to class, everyone shares. Everyone shares from their clarity. And we do pass the mic. One person will talk for a minute. Another person will talk for maybe 3 minutes. Another person talks for a couple of minutes. And we keep passing the mic. We get to hear everyone else's clarity. And we get to share our own clarity. And it's an extremely enriching experience. And there's lots of interaction. And it's wonderful to hear the clarity that came to, you know, different people when reading the exact same material. So more experience like that in the room that's not a part of the MPP program, just a part of our culture. I mean, imagine if you were in a physical church. You know, our physical church here, the Center for Inner Peace, has stuff going on all the time. You know, we have an Inner Ramana group. We have a Course in Miracles group. There's actually a chanting group that meets once a week and chants together. There's a Tai Chi group. I think there's a Krishnamurti group. And, you know, people are getting together and interacting together with a focus on purpose. We would like to see that kind of interaction happening here. So with all of that said, okay, we have set aside next Sunday night. Let's see, that's December 13. Next Sunday night, December 13, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, which is the same time our member meeting started tonight, in order to hear from you what you would like to see in the Awakening Together Sanctuary. We want to hear your visioning. So you might want to spend a week, you know, contemplating that. Like I said, when I asked myself, what would I put on my calendar and be here for every morning? The answer was meditation. I would love to come in here and meditate with people. In fact, I think it would really be helpful to me because sometimes, you know, that resistance shows up, as I mentioned in my last teaching hour, tells me I'm too busy to meditate. I would love to have kind of a commitment to come in here and set and meditate with other people who also are committed. But what are you interested in? I'm also very interested in the Sufi group. That's why I'm starting the Sufi group. Every time I teach the Sufi MPP course, I just absolutely love it. I think it's so exciting. I want to go deeper into it. So I found that some other people felt the same way. So I'm starting a Sufi group. So what interests you? We want to hear from you all. Now, also, another part of this remodeling or reengineering project is that we might move from Pal Talk to another platform. And one thing that other platform might do is give us more capability, like the capability of showing videos. I saw a while ago Dances mentioned something about a movie night. You know, and maybe That would be a possibility, for example, if we move to another platform where we could show videos. So, in fact, we have a meeting this Tuesday afternoon where Lynn is going to demo for us a program called WebEx Event Center, and we'll see if that meets our needs. But it's possible that another part of this remodeling program is going to be actually moving from PalTalk to another platform that hopefully will be both easier for everyone, maybe more consistent, because you guys know PalTalk sometimes doesn't work well. So maybe more consistent and also maybe have more capability, which will give us even more things that we can do in the room. Again, in addition to hearing from you guys, we want to do a survey of all 500 members, because if we only have about 10% of the members coming in the room, and we ask those 10% who are already coming in the room, what do you want to see? We still might not attract our other members into the room. So a part of what we're looking for from you guys is some ideas that we can put on a survey and send out to all 500 members. So this is one reason that it's really helpful if you spend the week contemplating what might be in the room. Kind of look at churches you've attended. What did they do that maybe we could do that we aren't doing that really interested you or really interested people? And bring these ideas to us. We'll have this focus group. We'll have discussion about it. I hope to have passing the mic happening. I hope it not to just be me speaking next Sunday night. And then we'll take the data that we come up with together in the focus group. We'll develop that into a survey, and we'll send it out to all 500 members to see how they feel. Now, I see people asking me questions about the Sufi group. The Sufi group is going to start the first Wednesday of the new year, so the first Wednesday of 2016, and it's going to start at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you'd like to come to that first group and learn what that's all about. The first group will, of course, be kind of an introduction, and then we really get rolling with the second group. So if you want to come Wednesday, the first Wednesday, let me look at my calendar real quick just to give you guys a date. All right, so the first Wednesday in 2016 is, it's a month from now. It's January 6th. Today's December 6th. It's January 6th. So January 6th at 7 p.m. Will it be recorded? Yeah, I do plan to record the group, but I'm not going to post it on Regina Don Acres. This is an Awakening Together group, so it will be posted on the Awakening Together website. And I think we also want to record and post our Course in Miracles group. We want to record and post any other groups. We're also, by the way, we're also looking for what you guys want to facilitate. Because, Regina, Lynn, and Jacqueline, for example, aren't able to facilitate everything. So I'll be facilitating the Sufi group. But is there somebody else who'd like to facilitate a Paramahansa Yogananda group, or facilitate a Nisargadatta I Am That group, or facilitate a NTI group, or maybe two or three of you want to get together and kind of be the facilitators, because that's great. In case one of you has to miss a night, then maybe one of the other facilitators can be here. So really, let your creative juices flow this week. Please come to our focus group. Help us come up with a lot of great ideas, which we will use to build a survey and send it out to 500 members. It would be wonderful to have more than just 10% of our member population coming into the room. And I'm sure we can do that if we add to what we're already doing in the room with some other types of things that people feel called to. All right, wonderful. So, perfect. So, next Sunday night, 8 p.m., right? Nope. Yeah, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Next Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Sanctuary Remodeling Focus Group here in the Sanctuary. And I'll also be making announcements about that in Facebook and on the daily updates. And if you know anybody who you think might be interested, please tell them about it. Help spread the word. Does that include people who listen on the radio? Yeah, if they come in here and share, absolutely. We would love everybody who's listening on the radio to come into the room next Sunday night at 8 p.m. and share your ideas. What would you like to see in this room that isn't happening, in this sanctuary that isn't happening? The only 10%, yeah, I think that includes, I don't know the answer to that. You have to ask Glenn. Does the only 10% include the people on the radio? I don't know. We don't have a large number of people on the radio, so if it's more, it would be maybe take us up to maybe as much as 15%. We definitely don't have all 500 members engaged with the sanctuary. What it looks like is happening is more of our members are listening to recordings. She says no, she doesn't know who's listening on the radio, so she can't tell. More of our members, it looks like, are listening to recordings. How do we get them engaged? That's the question. And again, a lot of people have very busy lives, which is something I understand. So in order to come into the room, they're not going to come in here and just hang out. They need something to attract them in here, right? Something that's so interesting to them that even though they're busy, they want to be here, right? Just like, you know, you just like you make time for anything that you're really interested in, right? You make time for it. So what kind of things do we think people will make time for? That's what we're looking for, and we need everybody to help us out. Okay, so we know next Sunday night's our focus group. Everyone's invited. That takes us to our last agenda item. We do have satsang guests already scheduled for December, January, and February. And you guys might remember that the satsang happens monthly here in the sanctuary on the third Sunday of every month. And in fact, one person told me that's something I make sure I come to. Like, that's so interesting to me. I put that on my calendar and I make sure I'm there. Right? So the third Sunday of every month, we have a satsang guest. In December, our satsang guest is going to be Liz Cronkite. Liz Cronkite is sometimes called the ACIM mentor. Liz has a newsletter. In fact, the only newsletter, I've had a lot of newsletters that I've looked at for a while, and then because I don't like too much email, I unsubscribe after a while. They aren't interesting enough to me to fill up my inbox. Liz Cronkite is the only email newsletter that I read consistently. Every time it comes into my inbox, I open it and read it. It's the only one. And that's because Liz is incredibly clear. And so I have asked her to be our satsang guest for December, and she is going to be here. So that's the third Sunday in December, which is December, let's see, I'm looking at 2016, let me move back, December 20th at 8 p.m. So next week, 8 p.m. is our Sanctuary Remodel Focus Group. The following Sunday at 8 p.m. is going to be Liz Cronkite for our sanctuary, for our Awakening Together satsang. In January, we have a returning visitor, actually by special request, because there were some people who mentioned that they would like to hear from him again. Timothy Conway is going to be here again on the third Sunday in January. We've had him twice before. But it's been a year since we've had him, at least. So he will be back the third Sunday in January, Timothy Conway. And then February, Scott Killaby. Some of you guys may know Scott Killaby. He is best known, I think, for helping people, not only, you know, through realizing truth. I mean, all spiritual teachers help with that. But his special angle is helping people overcome addictions. He really has a focus on helping people overcome addictions by using teachings that also point to truth. So you're doing two things at once, overcoming addiction and moving towards self-realization. So Scott Killaby will be our satsang guest on the third Saturday in February. And that's as far out as I have scheduled now. So that's all that I have to share. That's the agenda for this fourth quarter member meeting. Our next member meeting will be the first Sunday in March, which is March 6th. We got a lot of sixes happening. So here we are, December 6th. We come back March 6th for another quarterly member meeting. Before I go and take a bit of a break before our contemplation circle, does anybody have any questions or anything that you want to share while we're here together in our member meeting? All right, then. I am going to go take a little break, maybe get something to eat. I will be back in 50 minutes, 5-0, for our daily contemplation. And I want to thank you all very much. We have a lot of people here in the room for this member meeting. I really appreciate your attention, and I hope to see you next week for our focus group, and I hope to hear all of your ideas. Remember also, if you want to join the Greater Joining Facebook group and share your ideas about teachers for the fall retreat, or email your ideas to me. Dantha says, do I email you if I remember my question, or Lynn? Or yeah, it, depending on the question, you could email me or Lynn, whichever you think the question is best addressed to. You know, there's some things that Lynn knows and some things that I know. And if you happen to email the wrong one, we'll just forward the question to the one that knows that information. All right? Okay, thank you, everyone. I'll see you in 50 minutes. Bye.